We got Brandon Leinbach here on the Temple of Swan. Temple and I are fired up. First time, we're going to intro the Inside the Icebox segment, and we'll get into that in a little bit. Hopefully that everything goes smoothly. We don't know. This is our first time breaking in. We got a new clip. We'll get that to you guys. But right now, we'll go ahead and bring in the athletic director of Dominican University, Brandon Leinbach. And we kind of got this whole thing set up. We had a meeting, and he was big on, you know, getting the coaches here on Penguin Radio, maybe some captains, and he wanted to lead it off, and that's huge, setting the tone. Because from hosts, this is the first time we ever got to do this, and it was a big deal. We were both feeling special coming out of what we were all able to put together, and we're going to go right to Brandon Leinbach. Mr. Leinbach, thank you for joining us tonight.
All righty. Hey, thank you guys for having me. Just want to say thanks to the coverage for you guys do. I mean, what we see day in, day out, we have a lot of parents that are out of town, and anytime they can turn on Penguin Radio and hear what their child's up to on the road or with all the webcasting we do, it's a fantastic, you know, deal that we can offer for Division II athletics. So, you know, we've been action-packed just starting this year up, but super excited to collaborate with you guys, and you guys do such a great job covering our games, and just looking forward to another great year. Really excited for some of the new coaches we have on board, and really excited for some of the success that our teams are going to build on from last year, and just really happy to share it with people. So thanks to you guys for setting this up, and looking forward to a great 14-15 campaign.
Yeah. Of course, I mean, it's nice to be back in here talking to Mr. Brandon Leinbach himself, the athletic director, and this is your second year coming to Dominican. What are your feelings, or what do you want to improve on now that it's your second year? You're kind of warmed up. You're kind of used to Dominican, Santa Fe, everything that it comes with it. What are some things that you want to get going now that you're pretty much comfortable and settled in?
Yeah, great question. I think this time we really want to try to take it to the next level. I mean, in the first year of our campaign, 8 of our 12 teams had, you know, the most successful seasons they ever had in the history of Division II athletics here at Dominican. You know, we had the 5th straight PacWest Academic Achievement Award. You know, all of our student athletes had a cumulative 3.41 GPA. We had our first ever PacWest Championship in golfer Pomy Milton. Lacrosse team won back-to-back champions last year. So we've done a lot of great things. So I think what we need to do is, you know, we're a small D2 school. We're in a great conference here in the Pacific West Conference, get to participate in, you know, Southern California, Utah, the Bay Area, and all the way out to Hawaii. So we get a lot of great competition along the West Coast, and just excited. I mean, I think we're doing it the right way. You know, we truly are all about the student athletes here at Dominican, but I think anytime you're an athletic director, what really comes down to is wins and losses, you know, and we want to be more competitive in everything we do. And I think, you know, my coaches will tell you the same thing. And like I said, you know, we've been action-packed going crazy here since the students got back. And our goal is really just to give the students the best possible athletic experience possible, you know, while they earn that degree. And once they get out of here, you know, we hope they get a great job and have a great lifetime and remember what a good experience they had participating for Dominican with, you know, wearing that DU and Penguin on their chest.
Yeah, you talk about trying to improve maybe in wins and losses on the court or in the field, but something that Dominican has excelled in the last couple of years has been academics, like you stated. What's the key to making the student athletes achieve such high grade point averages as a team? Because right now we're setting the bar every year. We're getting new records, and you keep setting the bar even higher. Like this year, I think we're going for a 3.5 overall for all the athletes. I mean, that's incredibly high. What's the key to making everyone achieve for such high academic goals?
3.5, that is a pretty good bar to set.
Yeah, that's pretty high.
You're part of it, running for it, so that's, I appreciate that. But I think it starts with the coaches again. It's recruiting the right type of student-athlete. I think, you know, when they look at those profiles, you know, it is about winning, but at the same time, they want to find people that are a good fit, and, you know, Dominican offers something academically that they're really interested in. So, and I think, you know, Dr. Chris Leeds, you know, we have a person who goes out of his way, not just to make sure that, you know, study halls are set up, and if people need academic assistance with tutoring or whatever it may be, he's also almost more of a mentor to a lot of our student athletes. So we're fortunate, you know, a lot of schools have a faculty athletic rep who just kind of, you know, sits around and doesn't really care. I mean, not only is he in our office, sometimes much to the chagrin of our coaches because he's always on us, but you know what? It keeps us accountable, and I think that plays a big role. And really making sure we make academics a priority as well as trying to get those wins on the court.
And you came in first year. Did you expect that much success? And how much praise were you feeling after 8 of the 12 teams were able to get into the PacWest Conference Tournament?
Yeah, I think you always expect the success, but in my case, I can't really take credit for it because I feel like, you know, my predecessors before me, they kind of really built the program, and those coaches that were there, I mean, I was able to put a few touches here and there, and I feel like we're trying to really step up our branding of the department, really trying to get out and just kind of gain some positive visibility for Dominican University. I think you'd be surprised in the Bay Area. You know, it's a tough market. We got the pro sports teams and we got the, you know, big colleges and a lot of D2s and, you know, even the MCAL and high school athletics. It's a big draw. So just to kind of get our niche, I mean, we're really trying to work through our alumni and our athletic alumni and then just the local community and try to, you know, it's almost like a grassroots effort just to really, really try to take this thing to the next level and let people know, hey, you know, we're the only four-year school right here in Marin County and we want people to notice because we're offering, I mean, I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but you guys, you know, it's great athletics in everything we do.
Yeah, we're here with Brandon Leinbach, the athletic director of Dominican University. You can follow him on Twitter at Brandon Leinbach, and Leinbach is spelled L-E-I-M-B-A-C-H, and that could be a little difficult for some of you listeners out there. But we are here, we're basically getting a full gist of what's going on with athletics, talking about the success both in the classrooms and on the field. One thing that did change over summer and that new athletes get to reap the benefits of is the new weight room in the Collins Center. We know you had a huge part in that. Run us through like what the process was of getting this planned, how long it took you to execute, and who are the real driving figures to make this happen for us, because it's a beautiful weight room if anyone's seen it yet.
Yeah, I remember on my interview when I did a walkthrough and I said, oh my gosh, this weight room is the pits. So thankfully, you know, I report to President Marcy and she's been, you know, uber supportive of what we're doing and just so thankful for her leadership. But really, you know, when I went to her and said, this is pretty much unacceptable, you know, she really understood. And the weight room, you know, it's not just about the student athletes. You know, it's about our faculty staff here. It's about the regular student body. It's about our neighborhoods. I mean, we're a unique university and we embrace that. Obviously, though, a lot of the planning went in to enhance our student athletes. I mean, if you check out that weight room, there's really something for everyone. But we really wanted to put a new spin on it. For those of you that are listening, I mean, we redid the entire floor. We painted it. We did branding all over the walls with action shots of our athletes and our new logo. And so really put in some state-of-the-art machines. It's all Wi-Fi connected. I mean, you can take a jog through New Zealand or you can take a jog through Times Square. I mean, it's just pretty phenomenal. There's TV, there's great views, but I mean, I think just for any student coming to any campus in this day and age, you know, it's competitive, and especially with student athletes when we're recruiting, I mean, they need to go and see those amenities, and now that we have a weight room that represents, you know, probably 2020 instead of 1999, yeah. I mean, I think it's a place that people see and they want to get excited about working out.
Plus, it's got to help in recruiting, I think, when athletes come and see the much improved weight room with all the technology you're talking about. You can run in New Zealand. I mean, that's got to help out recruiting, and the coaches have to be happy about it.
Well, what's the first thing when you bring on recruits as coaches, all the athletes say, what are the facilities like? I want to check out the weight room, and that's a big deal. And how did you get that process moved so rapidly?
You know, it was really just meeting with President Marcy and letting her know what a need there was for that on campus. And she really bought in and we're able to come up with some capital money to see it through and make it a reality. So really thankful. And speaking of facilities, you know, our school, we have some great facilities for athletics. You know, the one thing we're working on now is the softball field. And thankfully, we were able to raise enough money for that. And we had a corporate sponsor who just gave us enough money for a scoreboard, so we're especially thankful for that. So what you guys will see here, hopefully in the next month or two, we'll be going, starting construction out there on what was Forest Meadows Field, and hopefully that softball field will be completed this fall. And then, you know, when the women's softball team opens up next spring, we'll definitely have our first pitch out there it's actually February 14th, Valentine's Day. We have our first home game. So we're planning a huge party out there, and we'll be throwing out some ceremonial first pitches and just thanking all the people that really helped us get there. Because, again, that was another thing I noticed when I got here. The weight room was kind of priority one, but the softball field was priority two. And the fact we're able to get it done in such a short amount of time is just, it's been fantastic for our student athletes and really shows the support that we've got from the university.
So when these students see all the recreational things being done, softball field, weight room, do they come, and especially the coaches, are they coming up and personally thanking you and saying, hey, we haven't had this, and especially the newcomers and the freshmen and sophomores, are they coming up to you and the staff and saying, we appreciate you getting this done because we like having the state-of-the-art facilities and objects to work out with, and especially to play on a home field, like you said, the softball field?
Yeah, I agree. Definitely just with the type of people we get around here, they're so appreciative. But again, it's so much more than me. I mean, I have my team of, you know, my admin, and, you know, Amy's doing compliance, and Cassie takes care of administration, and Pat's on the facilities, and, you know, Brandon Davis is fantastic, helping me with the branding and just making sure we're doing everything, you know, at a top flight effort for our student athletes. So again, it's so much more than me. I mean, I think I had some of the initial ideas, but to get the support from the university and to have the staff to execute them, I think that's what's really made it go a long way. So, I mean, I think everybody, you know, everybody's buying in, and we're trying to have a family-like atmosphere. I mean, we're a small D2 program, and I think everybody's fighting for the same thing. But yeah, I mean, people are appreciative, and, you know, we're going to keep getting better. Our next thing is, now we're trying to get scoreboards in Conlin Gymnasium, because you guys have seen those scoreboards, and, you know, we actually just got a quote on those, and we're going to see if we can try to pull this off by basketball season. So again, we're always trying to get better. We're not going to be complacent, and, you know, I think people appreciate that.
Yeah, it sounds like you've got a lot going on. Sounds like you're a busy man. For those who don't maybe know what you do, run us through kind of a typical day, if there is any typical day in the life of Brandon Leinbach as the athletic director. Because I know I'm interested to hear, like, what does he do when he comes in? Because it sounds like you're doing a lot. So I just want to know, what's a typical day?
I think that's what's so cool about being a NCAA Division II athletic director, is because there really is no typical day. And it's not always fun and games. I mean, we got to deal with some issues now and then, just to make sure, you know, the coaches are compliant and we're doing things the right way. But from a, you know, 10,000-foot view, I mean, it's you're really trying to support the coaches and give them the support they need so they can be successful. You want to make sure the student athletes, you know, have the you know, the academic support to do what they need to do, and all the resources to be competitive. But, you know, you help with facilities, and you help with fundraising, and you help with compliance. So it truly is you know, something new every day. And I think that's why I love it. So, I mean, those of you that know me, I'm pretty ADD, and it's hard for me to sit still, and I get real excited about stuff, and I'm pretty passionate about what I do. So I think this job really suits me well. I don't know if I do too well being a bean counter in a cubicle. So my counting days are over.
Well, when you see that title, athletic director, a lot of people think, you know, that's the head guy making all things work. And you've touched on how great your staff has come together collectively and made these projects work. When you were back at Colorado School of Mines, was it the same kind of family-like atmosphere you had there, or is it different here at DU?
Yeah, it was. I think we had a little bit more resources and a little bit more staffing out there. So, I mean, it felt a little more like a Division I program, where it was more separated into, you know, if you were a marketing guy, you came to work and you did marketing every day. Whereas here, I think with my leadership style, you know, I'm really trying to get everyone involved and buy in. And then, you know, we kind of let them go, and we need them to, you know, be proficient in their areas and make stuff happen. And I don't have time to micro my team up. And, you know, I think the main thing is, I think we're all on the same page and we're all shooting for the same thing. So, you know, and we've had some great success in year one. And again, just really looking to keep the consistency into year two, and just see where it can go in terms of wins and losses.
And just quick follow-up question, what were the coaches' responses like when you and Brandon Davis got the word out that, hey, can you come on this show? Can you give us your insight and a little bit of tidbits and the scoop of what's going to be going on in league games and league play? Were they on board, or is there any objections in the beginning?
This is like insider information you're asking for.
Well, if there were any objections, I didn't hear them. They better be fired up, because I know I'm fired up. I think anytime, again, you have a, you know, a small Division II university like ours, the more visibility, the better. And what you guys do calling our games, I mean, I remember last year the call when we won, you know, with Miles' shot, and there was so much excitement, and seeing Jordan out at soccer, and just the fact that we called everything. We were calling lacrosse games. I mean, that means so much and brings so much positive visibility to our program. You know, if you're a coach at this level, you're never going to turn that down, because every time you have a chance to get in front of somebody and somebody can hear, you know, the great things we're doing, I think we want to spread the word. So I think for all I'm concerned, they're excited to be here. At least they better be excited to be here. And I want them to share what they're doing. And, you know, hopefully if we have some great performances from our athletes, we can try to get them in here too and hear what makes them tick, and, you know, why they love Dominican or why they're having success. And it'd really be neat to get inside the brains of those athletes and really find out what they have to say, you know, what it is to be a Penguin student athlete.
Kind of building off what you said a lot, networking, kind of getting athletics out on the forefront, making sure everyone can see. You've talked a bit about branding, and that you, along with Brandon Davis, have gone into like a new branding strategy. Talk a little bit about what your efforts were and what you saw would make this school more successful and would make the athletics kind of grow via branding.
Yeah, I think it's really just being consistent. I mean, when we came up with our, you know, Brandon Davis did a great job with, you know, the Penguin Circle logo, and that's kind of what we've stuck to. And when people see that, we want them to think, wow, that's, you know, Dominican University of California Athletics. So we've really tried to put that on the forefront of everything we do. And just like with the weight room, we tried to make it so that when you go in there, you know it's a student athlete facility. And when you're in our gym, you know, you see our marking. So everything we do now, whether it's you know, the gear we buy for our athletes, I just traveled with our volleyball team out to Colorado, and they looked fantastic. Because, you know, when they're in the airport and they have their Adidas sweats on and they have their you know, their Penguin logos, it's just it's amazing. I think the student athletes take pride in it. I mean, I walk around campus and I see so many athletes now just fired up to be wearing their gear and fired up to be a part of our program. So I think that goes a long way.
You just mentioned going back to Colorado. How was it? Successful trip for you personally?
It was successful for me because I got to see some good old friends and really rehash some old memories. But it was neat to take my own team out there and compete. It was a great volleyball tournament, you know, a high level that we were playing. And, you know, we were a little disappointed in how we fared. I mean, we were missing a few athletes, but not to make any excuses. You know, I think they learned a lot, and they kept getting better. And hopefully, you know, that leads into, you know, we're hosting the PacWest GNAC crossover tournament tomorrow through Saturday here in Conlon Gymnasium, and really excited to see how our women respond, you know, playing against some West Coast talent and not playing against a ton of those top 20 teams in the nation anymore. But, you know, starting tomorrow at 2:00 when we got Montana State Billings, you know, it's gonna be great to see how we come out and how we compete, and hopefully we learned a lot from last weekend and just keep getting better.
Yeah, and that game will be aired live at radio.dominican.edu. That is 2:00 when Dominican will have their first home match of the season, as Brandon Leinbach was talking about. Now, you said that it was very good competition out there in Colorado. Do you think that's a good primer for the team to get them ready for, like you said, this tournament and also the rigors of a conference slate in the PacWest?
Yeah, no, I think it's a great test to get us ready. But again, that's no knock to the Pacific West Conference, because as we know, there's several teams ranked in the top 25 in our conference. So we have our work cut out for us. But at the same time, I really feel like, you know, anytime you have a coach who schedules a tough preseason schedule and isn't afraid to go out in the non-conference and really challenge themselves and find out who they are as a team and get better, I think you're always going to experience more success if you can stay healthy going into your conference play. So I always think that's a smart move.
When you go out and challenge yourself, even though if terms don't come out the way you want them, as an athlete or a coach, when you get battle tested come conference play, are they going to be thinking about those type of memories in preseason when that happens and you face those adverse situations facing these top tier teams, and then you come in, play this PacWest GNAC tournament? What is the mindset coming off of the coaches and the athletes, and right when you get in to that stage, is that good, you think, for the program coming from a deep trip?
You're confusing me.
I'm trying to say, when you're coming back from a trip like that and you're getting battle tested, you come back into this type of conference tournament, do you think that's beneficial for when you start building later in the year?
Yeah, without a doubt. I think if more than anything, it just gives them confidence. And, you know, they're going to be at home now, and, you know, they're sleeping in their own beds, and they're not worried about missing classes. So, I mean, I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's a great thing for us to come home and have that. We're, you know, our staff is putting in a lot of work, because it's a lot of work to host an event with 8 teams. But, again, just to be home and the confidence I think we gained in those tough matches, I really think we're going to come out on the other side a stronger team.
Now, give us a little primer of what to expect from not only the fall sports at Dominican, but going into spring and also second semester sports. What do you think we're looking for? Like, the golf team, I know you said, has a lot of promise with the young athletes they had last year and the conference champion they had last year. So give us a little primer of what to expect coming up in the next couple of months for Dominican athletics in terms of the sports teams.
Yeah, so to round out the fall, like we mentioned, you know, men's and women's soccer, just like women's volleyball, they have been playing the toughest, you know, non-conference schedule. So again, I think it's just going to benefit them when they get into conference. So really excited to see what they can do here in the next couple months. Men's and women's cross country get started this upcoming weekend at a great race up at Humboldt State University. So really excited to see how they can do up there. And men's and women's golf, they get started. Especially on the men's golf side, you know, last year, like I mentioned, we had the PacWest individual champion in Pomi Milton. We had the freshman of the year, Drew Nelson. Joey Sod's back. We've loaded up our team with a ton of great recruits, and really excited to see if they can make some noise. I mean, I really think they have some potential, maybe even to go and, you know, be a conference champion this year. So I know that's a lot of expectations, but, you know, We really think they're built for success. And then going into basketball, you know, women's basketball, we have new leadership with Coach Tim LaCose and Finique Allen. Really excited to see, you know, where they can take that program. And, you know, not only are they coaching up right now, they're out recruiting and constantly trying to get better. And then obviously men's basketball last year had the run at 22-8, you know, lost to Chaminade to go to the NCAA tournament. And, you know, we lost a lot of talent on that team. But I tell you what, Coach Harris and Coach Mendoza really went out and recruited the heck out of it. And we really replaced some guys. And I think it'll be exciting to see what they can do. And then into the spring sports, you know, tennis. Again, I don't know if you guys heard, but, you know, Alex Porta, our old head coach, took a job at St. Mary's. And she was replaced by Molly Aloya, our assistant coach, also a former Gale. But, you know, going to do a great job. Excited about her. Excited about softball in the spring and the new field and everything that goes with it. And then lacrosse, you know, we're really excited. They're coming off back-to-back conference champions. They're now going to be playing in the MCLA, have their new coach, Matt Blamey. Really excited for those guys. You know, they're going to get to play a huge, huge schedule at home this year, like playing against the likes of Cal and Stanford. And they're going to have a road trip up to Oregon to play Oregon and Oregon State. And we're going down to play USC over spring break. And we have UC Santa Barbara, who's perennially one of the top, you know, five MCLA teams in the nation every year. So just really reloading. And, you know, we're not a part of the Willa anymore, but moving into the MCLA, I mean, I think we have some great senior leadership, and I look for those guys, you know, to do great things again this upcoming year.
Got me excited. Sounds like a lot of promise from Dominican Athletics in your second year here.
Do you see any possibility of adding potential sports in the future? Do you?
That's a good question.
Yeah, you know, I get that question a lot, and I kind of have the similar answers. Until we can adequately fund what we have, we really have no desire to be adding extra sports. Just because financially where I'm at, you know, I want to give these student athletes the best opportunity to compete. And right now, I don't want to thin out the water. So we really want to take what we're doing and do it to the best of our ability. And, you know, if some extra money comes our way, great. But I really want to focus on getting better at what we're doing before we try to add new sports.
And then you went into that successful golf tournament you guys had. How was that, the fundraising 26th annual golf tournament here at Dominican?
Yeah, I think anytime you get a chance to get on the golf course, and basically what we're doing is just thanking people. You know, they're there, and, you know, they're giving us a little bit of funding for what we're doing. But at the same time, it's so nice just to interact with all those different you know, whether it's board members or whether it's athletic alumni or faculty members, whoever it may be that supports Penguin Athletics, it's just great to see them out there. I mean, the Meadow Club is second to none, and to let them host our event there and just to have such a beautiful day. I mean, September in Marin County is about as good as it gets. So to be able to go up there and play some golf, it was a dream. And, you know, the last couple of days I've had nothing but positive emails and people just so thankful they were able to play. So hopefully we can keep that tradition going.
Yeah, something I wanted to ask you, not really, I mean, it's kind of a side point off that, but getting athletes here to Dominican might be tough because of the financial aid and how expensive it is. What are coaches telling you at how kind of successful or not successful they are at getting players in here just because of the money, the whole money aspect, if that question makes sense to you? Like, because I know it's a beautiful campus and it's worth every penny that they're charging here, but is it hard to recruit top athletes at the Division II level because of the money it costs to come here as a student?
Yeah, I definitely think it's a challenge, but I think it goes back to, you know, a lot of our athletes aren't joining the NBA or Major League Baseball or whatever it may be. You know, they're really going out and looking to have a great career in what it is they want to love to do. So, I mean, I think since we have a great nursing program, since we have a great business program, since, you know, we have a great teaching credential program, whatever it may be that they want to do, you know, if that aligns with their passions and they know they have an opportunity to come here and compete, you know, at the highest level of Division II athletics in a beautiful area, I mean, we really try to sell the positives. I mean, I haven't met too many parents that come to our beautiful park-like setting campus here, and, you know, we're 10 miles north of San Francisco, and we're just east of the beaches, and we're just west of wine country. And I mean, it's a phenomenal spot to live. I mean, the only thing that's rough here is the cost of living. But besides that, I mean, there's not too many complaints. And I really do think our coaches, you know, they sell the program, and, you know, we have some really good coaches, and they sell themselves and what they've done at their prior institutions, and really just, it's really a positive atmosphere. And you're right that the price tag's tough, but you know what? I think you get what you pay for here, because I think it's such a quality education and just really a quality opportunity to compete at a high level.
And branching off the coaches, is it important to keep them happy? And when things might not be going the way that they pictured it, or if things are going great, you got to be kind of the whole man within the realm of all sports, how is it, let's say, how is it tough or maybe easier for you to balance all of that?
Let's ask that question one more time. What are you going for, Swanee?
such deep questions.
I think the number one thing is I need to simplify my question, get more clarity.
It's preseason for you.
No way, yeah. It's still preseason. I'm getting all nervous at the ADs in here. Is the coaches, you got to keep balance with all the coaches, and is it tough, you know, maintaining what they're doing, and even if things might be going the way they want it or not so much, is it tough being in contact with all of them and keeping spirits good and everything pointing the right direction?
Yeah, the main thing is I think you treat them all the same. You know, it doesn't matter if you're our women's golf coach or a men's basketball coach. I mean, a coach is a coach, and we're going to support them. And, you know, if they're having struggles, then hopefully we can meet with them and get them whatever the resource it is to get them over the hump. But, I mean, our lives, they're action-packed, and there's a lot of people going, you know, in a million different directions. But, you know, it's hard for us to come together and do staff meetings even once a month. But, you know, I really value their time, and I know at the end of the day, I know I work hard and put in a lot of time, but I know they are equally grinding, and they're giving it everything they have. So I respect every one of them, and, you know, as long as they keep working hard and trying to get our program to the next level, I'm going to be happy if they're doing things the right way. So it's not unless, you know, I think somebody's slacking and they're not really doing what they need to be doing that we need to address the situation and really look at getting somebody in here who can help take us to the next level.
You're listening to Athletic Director Brandon Leinbach. Follow him on Twitter at Brandon Leinbach. Also follow Dominican Athletics on Twitter and on Facebook and on Instagram. They're pretty much everywhere, easy to find. One thing I wanted to ask you is you seem like you have a very good relationship with the student athletes. I know you're always going to the games, always mingling, trying to make sure your presence is felt. How fun of a job is that for you to talk into all these athletes? Because I think you get a kick out of it, and I get a kick out of seeing you just mingling with all of our athletes.
Yeah, I think that's a huge part of it for me. I mean, I genuinely do care. I want to see them do well. And, you know, everyone after this first year, they always ask me, you know, oh, what's the best thing you accomplished last year? And to me, it was, you know, there was a golfer who just graduated by the name of Kevin Santos. And, you know, he was looking for a job, and he was an accounting major. And, you know, one of my best friends in college, John Rodriguez, had a small accounting firm out in Walnut Creek. And, you know, they were able to get him a job, pretty much got him an interview, got him a job. And, like, to help somebody like that, to see them further themselves in their career, and the fact that when I first got here, I started a relationship with that student athlete that just graduated, and we were able to play golf one time, and then to help him get a job, to me, that's really what it's all about. So to have those relationships and for the student athletes to know that I genuinely care and want them not just to win a game or two, but at the end of the day, we want to be there to help them succeed in life. I mean, I think that's really important, and that's a big part of what I do. I remember when I was at St. Mary's, you know, you'd look over in the corner, and I'd always be like, who's that guy down there in the tie? And like, you know, what a cool job he's at every game. Like, oh, that's the athletic director, you know? So, and I just thought, wow, what a dream job for a guy like me who grew up playing sports and just, I'm so passionate about it. So I think it's a good fit. You know, everybody wants to find what it is that makes them happy. And I think this is a really good job that fits my skill set.
Is this what you wanted to be, an AD, since you were young, or as long as you've built up in this field?
You know, that's a good question. When I was first graduating St. Mary's, I was going back home. I was from Huntington Beach, and I truly wanted to be a teacher and a coach. And about a week before graduation, my department head came up to me, and I graduated number two in my major. So the gal that finished first didn't want to do the GA, so I guess I was the second pick. But I got a free master's degree, and I got a graduate assistantship out of it. And, you know, got my master's for free, and then just realized, wow, this is really cool. And so my focus kind of switched from wanting to go back home and getting a teaching credential and coach to, wow, this athletic administration thing looks like a pretty amazing opportunity, and I think I'm going to give it a try. So it kind of just spun off from there. And after St. Mary's, I was able to get an internship at the University of Notre Dame, followed up by a job at UC Irvine, and then made my way out to Colorado School of Mines, you know, a successful Division II school for 11 years before I was fortunately able to be offered this job by President Marcy.
How was Notre Dame? I did not know you went to Notre Dame. It's like my dream school. How was the Golden Domers?
It's a great place. I mean, it's a beautiful campus, and if you love athletics, I mean, it probably really is close to heaven. But I'm not a huge fan of South Bend. It's not exactly a garden spot, but I did meet my wife out there, so I guess
there you go.
That's it was crucial. The best year of my life.
You are so awkward on air. Okay, anyways. So how did you end up coming to Dominican? You said you're at Colorado Mines. Did you see this job posted, or did someone give you an inside tip? or I don't know how this works out as being an athletic director, but how did you end up coming here?
Yeah, no, it was through a friend of a friend. So Sharon Takeda, who was the interim athletic director when I applied, took over for Terry Toomey, who ended up landing a job at UC Davis. So my good friend Michael Rohrbaugh, who was at CU Boulder, he told me about it and said his friend Sharon was up here and wasn't real interested in it and said, oh, I should give it a shot because, you know, I went to college in the Bay Area. And so I put my name in and just went through the interview process and was lucky enough to land it. I mean, it's really competitive. I mean, I don't know how many resumes they get per se for 80 jobs these days in Division II. But I mean, I got to assume it's a lot. It's a job that a lot of people want to do. But it's tough too. I mean, with it comes a lot of responsibility and a lot of long hours and, you know, a lot of dealing with people. Like, you guys have seen me. I've been here all day grinding and, you know, I got another meeting tonight at 8:45. So you really got to love what you do and you got to have a good support system. So I really am thankful for my wife who takes care of the three kids because sometimes I get in the doghouse. But I tell you what, at the end of the day,
it's dedication.
Yeah.
It's dedication.
Do other athletic directors and yourself keep in touch at all or maybe seek advice of how to do things? Or is it just kind of all isolation with each program?
No, without a doubt. I mean, I definitely have friends across this nation. And anytime I have a question, you know, I kind of reach out to the same few. One of my best buds, Marcus Manning, is the AD out at Maryville University Division II school. And, you know, we worked at UC Irvine together. And it's nice, you know, that the other ADs in the PacWest Conference, too, being kind of like the rookie AD, you know, they're so gracious. Anytime I need help, they're always there for me. And we're all going through the same thing. So, and then NACTA, that's our governing body for athletic directors. And, you know, there's an annual conference. And, you know, you kind of get out of it what you put into it. But if you go to those sessions and you network and you just listen, even at night at the socials, that's been a lot of times, you know, I hear the best ideas and how people are getting things done, getting things accomplished. And I mean, it's great to have that network of friends, and they truly are friends because, you know, again, in this business, it's not that cutthroat where we're going against each other. I want to see my colleagues, you know, be successful. So it's pretty exciting to have that network behind you.
You said you played sports growing up. Just want to get a little insight. Did you play basketball, baseball? What were your go-to sports growing up in high school?
Yeah, I was pretty traditional. I was the football, basketball, baseball guy. And then after my freshman year of high school, I just played football and basketball. So,
okay, just interested. That's just a Michael question there, just to find out a little bit.
I'm thinking, what are you, quarterback, football? This is just some guessing.
I'm saying wide receiver.
Wide receiver?
I was actually a tight end.
Oh, tight end. Enough.
So you had a little bit more build to you? You're a little
what are you saying, I don't lift weights?
No, yeah. Just say you've slimmed down. That's a compliment, yeah, right?
I think I need to get back in that weight room that we just designed. So if you see me there, that's going to be a good thing the next couple months.
So what about basketball?
Yeah.
Small forward?
Yeah, as a forward, but yeah, I'm too old for basketball. Golf's my thing these days. I'm super content walking 9 holes or getting in a cart and riding 18, and that's kind of what relaxes me these days.
When did you get into that?
I'd say when I was about 10 or 11 years old, my dad would take me to the driving range and just started playing. I really look back, and I'm so thankful because now some of my best friends growing up, that's all we do. I mean, when we get time away, we love to go on golf trips. So that's kind of my release.
What's the best golf course you have ever played at?
Wow, that's a super tough question. But just 3 weeks ago, my good buddy Jay Grew took me out to Pebble Beach and Spyglass. So that was pretty strong.
That's pretty nice. Yeah, that's up there.
Done the Band of Dunes circuit in Oregon and done Whistling Straits in Medina. So I've been really spoiled with the amount of golf I've got to play. So just it pays to have good friends.
Hard 90 question. That's what I'm calling it. Best memory you've had as an AD and between your staff, you ever see anybody dance? Who's the best dancer?
Whoa, those are two separate questions.
It's a hard 90.
I don't know, man. Best memory, I think I already shared it, trying to get Kevin Santos that job and him landing a job. That was huge. I mean, I know that wasn't on the court or on the field, but just to be able to reach out to an alum and help them with their career, I think that's my best moment thus far. Best dancer, gosh dog. I tell you what, I'm going to have to go with Gary Nelson.
Oh, yeah?
He's the best?
Yes.
You guys ever have, like, dance-offs?
He does the birdie dance.
Oh, there you go.
Because he's our golfer, and he's a heck of a golf coach, and he's a heck of a golfer. So I've seen the birdie dance a few times. He's strong.
He's strong. I mean, that's got to be tough to beat. I don't know if I could pull that out. Are you a good dancer, Swanee?
I can get down a little bit. Good competitive eater. Competitive. Throwing that out there, you know, if we have a hot dog contest.
Well, Brandon, we want to thank you for coming on and starting this Inside the Icebox segment off right. We appreciate everything you've done, and you, Brandon Davis, everyone involved in athletics, stringing the coaches together, setting up a schedule, which we will post on our Facebook and Twitter page. So thank you just off the bat for everything you've done for us and, of course, yourself in the athletic program. I think you're doing a great job just from my viewpoint, and I know it's held pretty highly here. So thank you for all you've done in setting this up for us.
I appreciate you coming in too, Mr. Limebach, and setting this whole schedule up for us this semester. It's a big deal. It means a lot to us.
Thanks again to you guys. Really appreciate what you're doing for Dominican Athletics and all the live coverage. It makes a huge difference, and look forward to another year of success. So thank you guys. Also, one little plug. We do have our Adidas online store open right now. It's open through September 19th. So for all the parents, all our fans, you know, they always want to try to get some of that Penguin gear. Now's the time.
Love it.
We'll be back at the Temple of Swan in a couple of minutes. Thank you for joining us at radio.dominican.edu.